30 seconds of background here. The Gemara just before discussed the idea of if you have a two-day yontif, either because it's Shabbos and yontif, or because it's mamash a two-day yontif. But the point is that you need to set up a second eruv, because the first eruv that you had wasn't going to work for the second day. The Gemara asks, but that's a problem of hachano. The problem is that you're going to be preparing it the day before for the sake of the next day. Let's just use for argument's sake a simple example of Friday is Yontif, so then you're going to be preparing on Friday for the sake of having an Erev on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, it's going to be hachana. The Gemara answers very simply, we're talking about that you didn't say anything. So you didn't say anything, so it's not going to be a problem of hachana as long as you're quiet about it. So, zok the Gemara three lines from the bottom. And the Gemara says, now, as long as you're awake and you have the ability to say that this is meant to be the Erev, so then that's going to be fine, even if I don't actually say anything. So, Amalei Rabba bar Rav Chanin, le'abaya. Yihave Shmiele Lamar, Hodetanyo, if he would have heard, this is talking about Rabbi Yochanan, who said this originally? Rabbi Lozer, no? Who said this? Amalei Rabba. So Rabba, he said to Rabba, if he would have heard that this brisa that we're about to quote, he would have been chozer, meaning he wouldn't have allowed the fact that they didn't say anything and he could have said anything, just the fact that he's there is a good enough eruv. If he would have heard this following brisa, he would have been chozer from that. Because the brisa says, the Tanya we learned in a brisa, lo yahalach odem l'soif sodehu, a person should not walk on Shabbos to the edge of his field, leida mahi tzricha, what the field needs. In other words, I'm just going to walk there, I'm not going to say anything, I'm just going to be there. And I shouldn't do this, the Mishnah brisa says. Ki yotze boi similarly, lo yitayel odem al pesach medina, a person shouldn't walk to the edge of a city or state, whatever it is, kidei sheikanes l'merchatz miyad, so that he'll be available, so that he will be able to go to the bathhouse, which was usually on the outskirts of the city. And I'm not going to go into the bathhouse, of course, on Shabbos, but I'll conveniently be there right at the edge of the city so that as soon as Shabbos is over, I'll be able to get there. So the Braisa says, I should not do that. That's usur because that's considered daber cheftucha. That's considered preparing on Shabbos for the week. So miyad hadarbe, he would have been chayzer from his Braisa that says that I can just walk there for the sake of the Erev even though I don't say anything. So the Gemara said, that's what Rabba Bar Bachana was suggesting, that this brisa implies that I shouldn't even walk there without saying anything. The Gemara says, Voloihi, but you really can't compare it to the brisa. It's not true. Shamalei Voloi Hodarbe, he did know this brisa that you're not supposed to do these things on Shabbos, and he held by Erev, it's not going to be a problem. Why? Hosa Mukhra Milsa. In the case of the walking to the edge of my field or walking to the edge of the city where the bathhouse is, it's obvious what I'm doing. So even if I don't say anything, it's considered preparing on Shabbos for the sake of after Yontif, because everybody knows what I'm doing here. However, hacha, hacha, lav mukhra milsehi. Over here, it's not that obvious what I'm doing. Because remember, the case is that we're making an Erev, let's say, for argument's sake, it's 1,000 amos out of the city. So it's in the middle of nowhere. So nobody really knows what I'm doing over there. And I can argue the following. If it's a Talmud Chacham that's doing this, Amrinan will say, Shmaitza Mishtachay, that he forgot his learning, and he was thinking about his learning, and he wasn't paying attention to where he's going. And that's why he's there. Nobody's going to say the reason why I'm there is because of the Erev. The Amma Oretzu, and if it's an Amma Oretz that's walking out there, Amrinan Chama Yerchaslay will say that he lost his donkey and he's going to look for his donkey. Meaning, the idea is that when I see him out there, I'm not going to think, it's not going to be the first thing that crosses my mind, that the reason why I'm there is because I'm trying to establish an Erev. And that's why it's not a problem of Achonah. So it comes out from this Gemara that you need two things in order for it to be a problem of Achonah. Either I say something, and clearly saying something for the sake of tomorrow is obviously Achonah, or even if I don't say anything, it's obvious to the people who are looking at and watching me what I'm doing. If I'm doing something that's obvious for the sake of tomorrow, that's also going to fall into the category of Achonah, and it's also to do that on Shabbos or Yontif for the sake of the next day. For a vachadika purpose. So now let's go back into the Gemara. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Beraglov, B'yom Rishon. Let's say a person made an Erev by being in a certain place on the first day. Ma'arev Beraglov B'sheni, he can do the same thing by being in a certain place for the sake of the second day. Erev B'pas B'yom Rishon, if you used bread, meaning, usually whenever we talk about bread, means I'm not there personally, I sent a shliach, and I put down some bread for the sake of making an Erev for the first day. Ma'arev B'pas B'yom Sheni, I could use bread also for the sake of the second day. Remember, whenever we talk about putting an Erev down for the sake of the second day, we're always talking about, as Rashi points out numerous times, that you put it there Erev Yontif, and you just haven't said anything, you haven't had in mind yet that second, that loaf of bread is going to be used for the sake of the second day. Irav Pas, continuing in the Brisa, Irav Pas Barishain, if I made use bread on the first day, Ma'ar Baragla B'sheni, I can also use my feet on the second day. Irav Baragla B'Rishain, here's the Chiddush, if I used my feet, in other words, I stood in a certain location on the first day and I didn't take care of what I'm going to do for the second day yet, Ein Ma'ar Pas B'sheni, I cannot for the first time, put down bread now on the first day of Yontif for the sake of the second day of Yontif. She'ein mevar arvin b'tchila b'pas, because I cannot start on Yontif using bread for the sake of tomorrow. That's going to be a problem of achano. Irv b'pas b'yom rishon. So let's go back into the Brisa and explain. Irv b'pas b'yom rishon. If I used bread on the first day, ma'ar b'pas b'yom sheni, I can use bread again for the sake of the second day. Omar Shmuel uba oisaya pas. Shmuel says that we're talking about the same bread, so it's not a problem of hachana because that bread itself was already established erev yontif to be there for the sake of both the first day and the second day, and that's why it's not going to be a problem. As opposed to the case that we said that it's going to be a problem, it's talking about where you didn't put down bread erev yontif, and now all of a sudden on yontif itself you want to start using bread for the sake of making an erev for the second day. That's considered a problem of hachana from Shabbos or from yontif to Shabbos. I'll even bring you a raya to this. I'll prove it to you. Our Mishnah is meduyik. Our Mishnah actually alludes to this fact. Iktani, because our Mishnah says, Ketzad hu oise, what do you do if you want to make an Eir for 2 days? Malicha berishay. You take the bread out on the first day, umachshachalav, and you stay with it till after dark. Vinoitlay, and then you take it back. Ubaloy, and then you can go wherever you want. Bashani, on the second day, machshachalav, you stay there as it gets dark. Vaoichlay, and then you could eat it. Ubaloy, and then you could go wherever you want. So what do we see? By the fact that the first day you bring back the bread, and then again you take that same bread and you bring it back the second day, is meduyik that you're going to be using the same bread. It's not going to be a different loaf of bread. So what do we see from that? We see that you have to use the same loaf of bread, meaning that you can't take a piece of bread that has not been established yet to be set aside for an Erev, and put it down during the first day of Yontif for the sake of the second day of Yontif. That's going to be a problem. Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon would say, no, it's not going to be a problem. You could use bread on the first day for the sake of the second day. So what are they going to do with our Mishnah? Maybe over there it's just simply giving us an Eitzah Tova that I don't have to, so to speak, waste 2 loaves of bread. I could use 1 loaf of bread and use it 2 times. I'll just keep it for the second day. And that's why it talks about bringing it home with me, because if I leave it there overnight, it's not going to be available for me for the second day. But not that I necessarily need it to really use the same loaf of bread over again. Okay, Zuck, the next Mishnah, a new case. So till now we've been discussing a case of Shabbos to Yontif or Yontif to Shabbos. So we've been talking about, for example, it's really a 1 day Yontif and it comes out on a Friday. So it's like a 2 day Yontif because you have a Friday Shabbos, or just for argument's sake, the same thing would apply to Shabbos to Yontif. However, now we get into what about a 2 day Yontif? So the Mishnah uses the classic example of 2 days Rosh Hashanah, which is an interesting example. Because as we'll see in the Gemara, because Rosh Hashanah has a slight difference to it than a typical 2 day Yontif. Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah shahaya yare shema tisaber. If you have on Rosh Hashanah, you're afraid that Rosh Hashanah is going to turn into it's going to be an extra day. So what do? Ma'ar vadam shnei eruvim, a person is able to make an eruv for both days. V'omer, and you say, eruvim v'rishon the mizrach on the first day to the east, v'shein the ma'ar the second day to the west. V'rishon the ma'ar or the first day to the west, v'shein the mizrach on the second day to the east. Or eruvim v'rishon, I want an eruv on the first day, v'shein k'vnei ira the second day. I don't want an eruv, I want to be where I am. Eruvim v'sheini, or I only want the eruv to be chal for the second day, v'rishon k'vnei iri. And on the first day, I want to be at home. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a problem. I can make 2 separate Eruvim for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, each day a separate Eruv. V'lehoidu l'chachamim, the chachamim were not moida. So there's a machlokes rishonim what that means, but the Pashto says l'hoidu l'chachamim, meaning they say that you have to have the same Eruv for both days. V'oid, and another thing, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, similar concept, the idea of whether Rosh Hashanah is considered a 2 day Yontif or 1 day, 1 long day. Masna adam ala kalkala biyantif rishon. A person is able to make a condition on a loaf, on a basket of food. Now the problem over here is that the basket is tevel, and you have to be mafresh trumas and meisers. So you cannot be mafresh trumas and meisers on yantif itself. So the only way to do it is to take care of it erev yantif. Now since 1 day of Rosh Hashanah is possibly not yantif, and the other day is yantif, so maman of shach you could make a condition and you can eat it on the second day. The Gemara is going to explain how you do this, but the pashtus is that you say on the first day, either if today is not yontif, then I'm being mafresh truma today, and if today is yontif, then it doesn't count, and if tomorrow is not yontif, then tomorrow I'll be mafresh it, but if tomorrow is the yontif, then today I was mafresh, so to speak, erev yontif, for the sake of tomorrow, it's not a problem. V'chein be'esh and olda berisha, in the same idea that if you have an egg that was hatched on the first day of yontif, you can eat it on the second day without without a problem, because Mamanoshach, one of those 2 days, is not Yontif. V'loi hoidu loi chachamim, and the chachamim, again, we're not maskim, because they hold that it is considered 1 day. Reb Doisa ben Hirkanis Oimer. Reb Doisa says a new concept. Ha'oivir l'chnei ateva b'yontif v'lo Rosh Hashanah. If you're davening for the Yomid on Rosh Hashanah, Omer, you should say the following: Hatzileinu, Hachalitzeinu, Hashem Alekeinu, Es Yom Rosh Hachodesh Hazeh. Hashem should give us strength for the sake that it's Rosh Chodesh. Im Hayoim, whether if it's today, Im Lamachor, if really Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow, because Rosh Hashanah, as you know, is the first day of Tishrei, which is Be'etzem Rosh Chodesh. But the problem is you don't really know whether today, assuming that we don't have a calendar. This is not talking Bizman Hazeh when you have a calendar. This is talking about in times of the Beis Hamikdash when you had to rely on Edim to come and tell you, yes, today is Rosh Chodesh. So when I get up daven for the Yomid in the morning, I don't even know whether today is going to be Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. Well, Lamachar, and therefore tomorrow when I get up there and I daven, because it's the second day Yontif, it turns out the second day is Rosh Hashanah. Now this is talking about not in the Beis Hamikdash, so we don't really know that today is really the first day, or today is Rosh Hashanah. Well, Lamachar, and the second day he Yomir Im Hayoyim, if today is Rosh Hashanah, that's what I meant. Im Emesh, if it was yesterday, the Chacham would say, no, that's not appropriate, because both days have to be considered with the same Kedusha. You have to assume that today is the day, whether you're talking about the first day or the second day, both of them are the day that is Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so first the Gemara asks, So the Chachamim, numerous times in this Mishnah, say the Chachamim are not Moida. Who are those Chachamim? Who is it that's not Moida? Amar Rabbi Yosi, Amar Rav, Rabbi Yosihi. Rav says it's talking about, it's Shitas Rabbi Yosi, the Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Moidin Chachamim, the Rabbi Lozah, the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Eliezer. On Rosh Hashanah Shayyar Yishemet Yisaber, that they're afraid that maybe it's going to turn into a 2 day Yontif, because the first day is going to turn out not to be Rosh Hashanah. So what do you do? Ma'arev Adam, a person is able to make two Eruvim, Shnei Eruvim, two Eruvs, Va'omer, and you say, Eruvim, Berisha, and the Mizrach, the first day should be the east, Bashan, and the Mayrav, second day to the west, Berisha, and the Mayrav, or the first day to the west, Bashan, and the Mizrach, and the second day to the east. Eruvim, Berisha, or I want an Eruv on the first day, Bashan, and the second day I don't need an Eruv at all. Or, Eruvim, Bashan, I only want an Eruv on the second day, Berisha, and the first day I want to be where I am. And the Chachamim are moided to that, meaning that they consider them two separate days, and I can have two separate Eruvs. Rabbi Yosi, Oisa, but Rabbi Yosi says that you can't do that. So we see that Rabbi Yosi is the one who says that both days of Rosh Hashanah are considered one long day, and therefore I can't have an Eruv that goes in two different directions, in two different Eruvim, on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because Rabbi Yosi holds us all 1 day. So Amalem Rabbi Yosi. So now that we know that it's Rabbi Yosi that says that it's considered what we, in our language, we call that Yom HaRichta, one long day. So Amalem Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, Iyatem Moidim, don't you agree? Sheimbo Edim min HaMincha ulamalo, that if Edim come after Mincha. So now again, this is talking about in the times of the Beis HaMikdash that in order to establish Rosh Chodesh, you need to have Edim come into Beis Din and say, yes, we saw that the moon was formed, the moon started blossoming or whatever it's called, and now it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. However, but Rosh Hashanah, you have a problem, because after most of the day of Rosh Hashanah has passed, so now what happened was that we have a Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah for most of the day. So the Chachamim established that if the Edim don't show up before Mincha, and they don't tell us that today is Rosh Chodesh, that today is Rosh Hashanah before Mincha time, if we don't know that fact, what we do is we end the day on as if it's Rosh Hashanah, because we started the day as Rosh Hashanah. And then what we do is, at that point, we say, oh, we're not going to listen to the Edom anymore. We're going to wait till tomorrow to declare that tomorrow is really Rosh Hashanah. So that's how it comes out that you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yosi is pointing out that if the Edom only show up, Minah Mincha Ulamalo, they only show up after Mincha time, Shenoyigim Oisei Yom Kodesh, that you finish off this day as Kodesh, meaning as part of Rosh Hashanah, Lumachal Kodesh, and tomorrow it's also Rosh Hashanah. And the way Rabbi Yosi understands this is that it's all considered one long day, because it's not possible. There isn't 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Isn't really 2 days Minat Torah. There really isn't 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So what you're doing is today, you're kind of just lapping it on to tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah. It's all considered one long day. Oh, so L'chayri, if you're moided to that, then it has to be that the halacha applies to both days equally. That both days are considered 1 day, and both days are, you have to have an Erev. Whatever halacha applies to 1 day has to apply equally and similarly to the second day. So how do the Rabbanan argue, and they, how do they say you can make two Eruvim? How do they consider it 2 different days? Rabbanan hasam ki hecha delay lezalzulei bay. It says, really, the first day doesn't count at all. The first day is really a separate independent day, and the second day will, in this case, will be Rosh Hashanah. So what's happening when you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah? The only, really, we understand that it's really minadin, it's really chol. It's really Erev Rosh Hashanah at this point. Once we know that today is not Rosh Hashanah, really we know that today is Erev Rosh Hashanah. However, because we're afraid that if we allow people to half a day be consider it Rosh Hashanah and half a day not consider it Rosh Hashanah, what's going to happen is the following year, even when we start off saying, oh, today's Rosh Hashanah, it's not really going to be Rosh Hashanah. We don't take it seriously. And then they'll behave in a way that it's not appropriate for Rosh Hashanah. And it'll turn out that the first day really is Rosh Hashanah. So they'll end up being Mechal Yontif on Rosh Hashanah itself, because they'll rely on the fact that last year it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, so this year it's probably not going to be Rosh Hashanah. So in order to avoid that problem, what the Chachamim say is that you have to finish off the day with the same Kedusha as Rosh Hashanah, even though we know that tomorrow will really be Rosh Hashanah. So it comes out that today is really a different day than tomorrow. According to Rabbi Yossi's understanding, the fact that we're finishing off the first day is because we're considering Be'etzem part of the next day. We consider it Kedusha as if it's already started the next day, because we really want everything to be one and the same. The Chachamim, the way we hold, is that the first day is, well, not nowadays, but in the Svara, is really the first day is not considered Rosh Hashanah Bechlal, but we're going to give it the same status as Rosh Hashanah in order to make sure that we don't Chas V'Sholom possibly make a mistake in the following year. Which means that today is its own day, and tomorrow is its own day. It's not because we put the two pieces together, and therefore it's possible to have a different Erev on each day, because they're really each separate and independent days. Okay. The next thing is Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda. He gave the example that we said in the Mishnah was that if you have a basket that's full it's full of tevel, in order to be able to eat it, you have to separate out truma. So the problem is that you can't separate out the truma on Yontif itself. So how do you deal with the problem? So you make a condition. So first the Mishnah says Vitzricha. First the Gemara says Vitzricha. You need all three of the cases. So we gave three cases which basically say the same thing. That they say the 2 days Rosh Hashanah are separate. We gave a case of Eruv, that you could do a separate Eruv on each time. We gave a case of the Truma, that you could eat the Truma the second day, Mamon of Shach, one of the 2 days is not Yontif. And then the third case was we gave also an egg that hatched on the first day. So why do we need all three cases, which are basically all saying essentially the same thing? The Tzricha, we need all three cases. Di Yashmi Inon Reisha. Right, if he only told us the first case with Erev, Bahakam or Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Deloika Abed Midi. By the Erev, I'm not really doing anything, because I really put the Erev there, Erev Yontif, so that's why I think it's okay to have an Erev on two different days in two different directions. Avo Kalkola, but when you're dealing with the basket, that I have to separate out the Truma, Demichzik Mesakin Tivlo, that now it looks like I'm actually fixing, I'm doing something on Yontif, so maybe that's really a problem. I wouldn't agree. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda's Moida Maskim to the Rabbana on that, I cannot do this on Rosh Hashanah. And that's why we need the Chiddush of the Mishnah to tell us that it's okay. And if I only told us the first two cases, meaning the Erev case and the Tevel Truma case, there's no reason to make a Gzeira Avobeya, the Ikala Migzerba, Mishum Peirus Hanoshim. But when you're dealing with an egg that's hatched, there is a possibility to make a Gzeira because of fruits that fall off the tree, as we'll see in a second. And therefore, maybe Rabbi Yehuda's Maskim, Mishum Maskim Shasaiva, or possibly because of the liquids that float out of the fruit. Aim a moidele the rabbana. Maybe over there, Taka Rabbi Yehuda is masking to the rabbana that we should aser it. Tzricha to tell us that it's going to be okay in all cases. Now, what's this gezera? The gezera is that normally on Shabbos, if you have an apple falls off a tree on Shabbos, even though you didn't do anything aser, we do not allow you to eat that apple on Shabbos, because we're afraid that if I let you eat the apple on the floor, you're going to go take an apple that fell off on Shabbos, you're going to go climb the tree and pluck an apple off the tree on Shabbos. Or similarly, if I let you drink the juices that flow out of a fruit or a grape or something like that on Shabbos, that the fruit, the juice was created, was squeezed out of the grape on Shabbos itself, I may come to actually squeeze it out on Shabbos. So there's a real problem, there's a real gezeira. So similarly, if I let you eat this egg, you'll think that, if I can eat this egg on the second day of Yontif, I could possibly eat it on the first day of Yontif, and that's for sure everybody agrees with Noilach. So there's a havamina, there's an understanding that maybe you cannot eat this egg because of these gezeiras, that I'm afraid that if I allow you to do this, I'm going to take it to the next step and actually actively either squeeze the fruit or something similar to that on Shabbos itself or Yontif itself. And Kamash Malon, that's what the Mishnah has to tell us, that even an egg is going to be mutter on the second day, and we're not going to make these gezeiros that if I allow you to eat the egg, that you may come to do something that, well, for example, eating the egg on the same day itself. So that's why we need all three cases. Now, what is the case of the basket of the Truma? Tanya, We learned in the Brisa. Ketzad, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Masna Adam Al Kalkala B'Yantifrish, and Gal Yechla B'Shehi. What is the case that Rabbi Yehuda says that I can make a condition on a basket on the first day and therefore eat it on the second day? Here's the case. The Gemara spells it out. Hayilu Panashtei Kalkala Yishal Tevel. I have two baskets that are both Tevel, and I can't eat either of them. So Aymer, I say the following. Im hayayim chol, if today is a weekday, meaning it's Erev Yontif, and tomorrow is going to really be the Yontif, tehezu chumalzu, this basket should be chuma for the sake of the second basket, and it's fine. Im hayayim kodesh, but if today is really Yontif, and it turns out that tomorrow is the weekday, im tivarei klom, what I meant to say was, this doesn't count. The kodesh ala Hashem, and I call the first basket truma, meaning on the tzad that today is the chol, that today is the weekday. Then I meant what I said should be chal on this basket as truma menicha, and I leave it there and I wait till tomorrow. Well, the macher and the next day who I'm here, he says the same thing. If today is the weekday, tehezu truma alzu, so then it's not a problem. I'm able to separate truma. Today's a weekday. Then my yom kodesh, but if today is yontif, ein b'dvarei klom, what I just said doesn't count. The kariel of shame, and I do call it truma just in case today is the weekday. V'oichle, and I can eat it because memanavshach, one of these 2 days wasn't yontif, so I definitely was mafresh truma. Either yesterday was the weekday and I was mafresh it yesterday, or today is the weekday, so I'm being mafresh it earlier today. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yosi, sir, and we already established that Rabbi Yosi is the one that argues, and Rabbi Yosi says I can't do that because it's making a condition. I have to assume that both days are the same. They're equally yontif. They're both equal days of yontif, so I can't even be mafresh for the sake of one to the other because it's really considered as if I'm being mafresh from one day to itself. Oh, so till now we've been talking about Rosh Hashanah, which it's easy to understand that both days of Rosh Hashanah are considered the same type of yontif. So now this is a big chiddush. Rabbi Yosi takes it to the next level. Now, the second day Yontif, for example, 2 days Pesach, 2 days Sukkot, or 2 days Shavuos. So those 2 days, really, you would think that Mamonoshach, one of them has to be Chol. It's not like Rosh Hashanah where I'm leaving it there because maybe the Eidim didn't show up or something like that. Even so, Rabbi Yosi says it's the same Gezeirah, we consider it the same Kedusha, and he won't allow you to do some sort of condition from one day to the next. Okay, so now the Gemara gives an interesting story. Hu bar tavya, there was a deer. The asa the bay reish galusa that was brought to the reish galusa. This yatze b'yantif rishin shal goliyos that was captured, was trapped on the first day of yantif. The ishchet b'yantif sheni was shechted on the second day of yantif based on the fact that mamanavshach, one of the 2 days, wasn't yantif. So mamanavshach, it's going to be mutter. And they waited on the second day kadesh yasa, which means they waited on the second day enough time that theoretically they could have captured it on the second day and shechted it on the second day. So mamanavshach, it's mutter, because either it was captured erev yontif, and that's not a problem, you're allowed to shecht on yontif, or it was captured on yontif, but I waited enough time that if I had to, I could have captured it on the second day of yontif. And again, Rashi points out that we're talking about the goyim were the ones that caught it, so it was no isser. It was not an isser that yid did. So they brought in this meat. Rav Nachman, Rav Chista, Ochlu, they ate it because they said Maman of Shach, one of the 2 days is not Yantif. Rav Sheshes Layochel, Rav Sheshes didn't eat it. Amar Rav Nachman, my Avid Leah, the Rav Sheshes to Layochel, Bisur Tatavia. What should we do? Why? How do we explain Rav Sheshes that didn't eat from the meat that is perfectly mutter? Amar Leah, Rav Sheshes, the Hechi Yochel. How could I eat it? Tani Isi, because we Isi taught us. Vamri La Isi Tani or Isi taught us in the Brisa. We just quoted the Brisa that he holds that the 2 days of Yontif are just equally as Asr, meaning we consider both days to both equally as Yontif, and I can't rely on one day to the next to say one of them wasn't Yontif. Rather, Rabbi Yosi holds that both of them are considered equally Yontif. So it's not mutter to eat this meat because it was, as far as I'm concerned, this deer was captured on Yontif by a guy for the sake of a yid, and I'm not allowed to rely on that. It's Asr. Amar Rava. So comes along Rava. My kusha, what was Rav Sheshes' problem? Dilma hachi kamar. Maybe what Rav Yosi meant to say like this. B'chein hai Rav Yosi oyser b'shnei yontif shal Rosh Hashanah b'goyla. When he said goli ois, he doesn't mean a regular 2 day yontif that we have in Golis. He meant when we're not in Eretz Yisrael, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But Enachanami, he was limited to the Yisr only applying to Rosh Hashanah, but not to a typical 2 day yontif like Pesach or Sukkot. So the Gemara says, I hachi shal goliyos. Why does he say the word goliyos, which is, seems like a regular 2 day yontif? But goylam ibaylei. What he meant, what he should have said, is Rosh Hashanah in Golos. Amar Rav Asi, fine. So therefore, that explanation or interpretation of Rav Yosi won't work. Amar Rav Asi, my kosher again. What's the problem? Dilma hachi kamer. Maybe this is what Rav Yosi meant to say. B'chein hai Rav Yosi oisa iser shnei yamim tovim shel goliyos, kishnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah lirabanon desharu. maybe what Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, I also hold that two days Yontif are similar to Rosh Hashanah. But what I meant to say was, in Galius, even a regular 2 day Yontif is similar to what the Rabbanan hold 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is, which means that they're essentially saying that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah from one day to the next is going to be mutter. And that would be an interpretation which would make it that the 2 days Yontif, you would be able to rely that one of the 2 days is really not the proper Yontif. Okay, so that was EC's explanation. Ashkechei Rav Sheshes the Rabba Bar Shmuel. So Rav Sheshes found Rabba Bar Shmuel. Omerle Tani Mar Midi B'Kedushos. Did you hear anything about this halacha of 2 days Yontif? Whether or not they're considered one kedusha or two kedushas. Amalei Tanina, we learned in the Brisa, Moide Rabbi Yosi b'shnei yamim tovim shel Galius. Rabbi Yosi is Moide that Moide. He agrees when you're dealing with 2 days Yontif in Chutz Laaretz. In other words, that it's considered two kedushas, not that it's considered one kedusha and it's one long day and it's aser, but rather it's two separate kedushas and one of them is considered not really Yontif for the sake of the other day and it should be mutter on the second day. So Amalei, so Rav Sheshes said, Imishkachas le lahu. If you find the other two, in other words, if you find Rav and Rav Chisda, loitema lahu v'loy midi. Don't say anything to them because then they'll realize that I was wrong and I should have really eaten the meat. Okay, that's where we'll stop for today.